Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to the Sight Cabin Podcast, episode 22. 22. Has anyone got deja vu?
Ah, that's a good rhyme.
Yeah. 22. Has anyone got deja vu?
That could be two a bingo two. Line.
What is bingo 22?
What is two little ducks?
Oh,
it's two little ducks, 22. Two little ducks.
Oh, did he say two swans as well?
No, they don't say two swans. No, I've never heard anyone ever say two swans about 22.
Is that my head?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Call check these vet. Swans out.
These swans are sick.
Yeah. Do people actually do that, do you think? Like, have you ever been into, like...
I've seen a plasterer do it.
Bodybuilding and, like, muscle people. Because it's a big scene, isn't it, in the UK, that?
That's the thing to talk about with construction, because, you know, you're lifting and carrying all day, and some lads, especially carriers... Have you seen any bodybuilders?
I've actually seen loads of people in construction over the years that are not ripped at all, but are like unbelievably strong, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's all about technique, how you lift stuff and how you move stuff. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And in a previous life in a job, I've seen scaffold training. So scaffolders coming into training. And they're all like, not all, but some of them are dead like, can bench press this, I can bench press that.
They're knackered.
But they can't lift a 21, which is the tallest. Do you know what I mean?
The stamina, they're doing it all day.
Exactly.
Just working all day.
Exactly.
You know, just constant grind.
Exactly. Danny, you're on the Red Bull, the vodka, and now you're about to open a can of beer.
Yeah.
What's occurring there then?
Where we film, Pi Radio, they're very kindly offered,
What flavour is it, Dan, that you're drinking?
I don't know, to be honest.
What's your favourite?
Strawberry.
What's your favourite vodka? Let us know in the comments.
Strawberry Burst.
Strawberry Burst.
Right next door.
Yeah, yeah, you feeling it?
Love it.
Are you getting that tingle?
Yeah, it's not the vodka, it's the Red Bull that'll do me.
Yeah, I can't drink Red Bull anymore. I'll be awake at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No.
Do you know what I mean? And that's another thing. Construction people love Red Bull.
Yeah. No. Mm.
Every morning, if you drive on the motorway, I'll guarantee you'll see a construction van and there'll be one guy or girl cracking open like that giant can of Red Bull. You know, the giant one.
Like £2.50.
And gulping it down.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't get that. I can't have coffee past 10. So God knows.
What, 10 in the morning or 10 at night?
10 in the morning.
You can't have coffee past 10.
I know what you mean. I'll be awake all night. Cups of tea.
What, after 10 in the morning?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm a 6 coffee a day.
Have one before bed.
I do.
Sleep coffee.
No, milk before bed.
Jack will often pop down the stairs. I'll be sat playing GTA or Call of Duty or Fortnite, and he'll say, "Dad, do you want a brew?" And I'll say, "Yeah, do us a coffee."
He never makes me one.
No, he never makes. He never no. Makes, no.
Do you have little coffees though? You know, Dad used to have little ones.
Espresso.
Bica Dupla, Portugal.
Oh, I'm all over that.
Bica Dupla.
Yeah, I'm all over that. I just like a decent... How many teaspoons of coffee do you have in your coffee?
One.
One and a half.
One and a half.
One and a half.
Now you're talking. One, that's a bit weak.
You're making gravy.
That's a bit weak, that, Danny.
Yeah.
One and a half. One.
Like Maxwell Bleeding House with...
Yeah.
Actually, at work, I've got into the granules in the pot and everything.
You mean like fresh coffee?
Yeah, tasty.
Now I do like one of those.
Really tasty.
A nice coffee is the Arabian coffee.
It's been to Saudi Arabia.
It's
come back and it's all about...
Honestly, the way that they have the proper pots and everything, and you only get a little, even smaller than like an espresso, just like a little cup of it, but it's like scented with...
Nice.
They have all sorts of different flavours and stuff.
Spice.
Jack, I think you've got to do it. Greatest coffee in the world.
Do it, Jack. Do it, Jack.
Do it.
I don't know what the Saudi Arabians do with their coffee. It's some sort of thing, but it's pretty good. People seem to like it, and that's okay. We like that.
The Side Cabin Podcast. I can't do it. I can't do it, Jack. Well, I can't do it.
The last one we filmed, we were actually talking about actually getting him on.
Episode 22, the end of episode... Sorry, the episode, end of episode 21, you suggested that we should email Donald Trump and ask if he'd come onto the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't think we've reached that far...
You don't know.
...just yet.
He's mental enough to say yes to it.
You can email the White House.
Right, shall we just do it?
Yeah. You can phone the White House and someone will pick up.
Shall we? Hello?
Harrison Ford did it in Air Force One.
He did, actually. He did. From the plane.
He did.
Oh, my God, he did.
And she didn't believe it was him, but then he convinced it was.
Yeah. That's quality.
Even if you're a regular person, like regular Americans, there is a number you can phone to the White House and just you can make a complaint.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pissed off. Why are you pissed off? There's a hole in the road or something. Yeah,
you can do that.
But you never know. He's the type of person who is mental enough to react to something. He might just turn up or he might be visiting England and think,
great guys, guys.
He's a guy who goes off whims, isn't he? He doesn't.
Yeah,
no
that's
plan.
What I mean. That's what I mean.
He just
no
goes
plan.
Off randomness.
He's got
just,
no plan.
He did do a lot of them before the election.
So, back to episode 22. Obviously, well, this is episode 22. We've now decided that the podcast will just go wherever it goes. So we don't really need to set agendas, do we, about things, really? But we always like to see what each of us have been doing. Yeah. So, Danny, what have you been up to since episode 21?
So, episode 21. So, been working on the extension. Great news.
Great news.
Fantastic news about Daniel Mealy's extension.
I wanted to do a big shout-out. Obviously, Dave, Andy worked on it, and Mike, but a big shout-out to my nephew, Harry. He worked on...
Your favourite nephew? He hates you.
All these episodes we've done.
Yeah. No, go on. Sorry, Daniel.
Did the extension.
Yes.
Building control. It's the third visit. They've all passed it. Everything bang on with the block work, brick work, damp and everything. And Harry's done. Dave, you have a mic and Andy has. But
yeah,
I want to say big thanks to Harry.
Well done, Harry Melia. Well done.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Harry.
We've done a cracking job and it's all passed. So that's the main thing.
It's all passed.
So yeah, well chuffed.
What else have you been up to?
Been to Portugal. Portugal
again,
nice. Last week
again. Yeah.
Again.
Loved it.
I think you're the most well-travelled individual of the podcast.
Probably.
Yeah. No, he's been to Amsterdam about.
Although you've done a bit recently,
you've been to Saudi Arabia. I've never been there, but I have. Yeah. I've been to a lot of places in Europe. I've been to America, and that's it. But I've been all over Europe.
Yeah. You fired a gun in Vegas, didn't you?
I did find a sniper, big sniper rifle.
Get some!
Sniper rifle.
Was it? Yeah.
Was he going to do it?
Did you feel powerful when you shot the gun?
Do you know what the weirdest thing? They go on about the gun laws. I don't agree with guns. I don't agree with having being able to own one. That's my own personal opinion, but I don't like it. But,
however,
what was mental was when you walk into the gun shop. And it's a range and it's all secure. And, the guys there are, you won't mess with them. But you go, we walked in, we didn't book. We walked in and said, oh, could we have a shoot? And
rifle range,
One of my mates shot like the James Bond gun.
I can't remember. PK.
Like, it was like that.
Yeah.
One mate shot an Uzi. Brown.
I knew, that's brilliant.
And I said, well, I want the sniper rifle.
Oh, I love that.
So what was mental, what we all thought was weird, is they say, right, these are loaded.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
They didn't ask us for ID. I thought they were going to ask us for driving license, passports.
Just gave you a loaded gun.
We just paid. They gave us a loaded gun in Vegas. And he wanted like a dodgy one. It was like right in just at the end of the strip. They passed me a sniper rifle.
Oh.
Had five bullets in it.
Jesus.
Right. So I'm stood there. Like,
and you'd never shot a gun before?
I've shot a shotgun before. And,
oh, yeah.
But like daft stuff. Like,
yeah.
And I was stood there. My mate had an Uzi. He stood there like that, fully loaded. And my other mate is shot there with a pistol. And he said, all right, follow us these. Don't point them down. Don't shoot. They were fully loaded. Right, and we walked through this room onto the gun range. I could have literally just gone like that, bang, and shot him in the head.
Did you get an... Even for a brief second, like...
Yeah.
I might just kill someone now.
Well...
Just for like a millisecond of thought, like...
Let's do it.
I
did, but because I had the sniper rifle, everyone was too close. But Brownie, who is quite a stable bloke and big listener of this, he and Toz said...
Anthony Brown, shout out.
I felt like...
Just murder.
Like it was weird. It's like when you're in a tall building. Because there's an actual urge to jump off it.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a human...
That's a psychological thing.
That is a fact. Yeah. I think we might have said this on the last episode that we recorded that not actually went out, but there's that... camera that was fixed for a year over the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. And it recorded, they said it was recording weather patterns, and it wasn't. It was actually recording people obviously taking their own life, committing suicide, which is a terrible thing. Of course it is. But one person survived the jump, and there's only two that have ever survived. And they interviewed him afterwards and said, "Why did you do it?" And he just said, "I don't know. I just got the urge to jump."
He didn't plan.
He didn't plan to do it. He just got the urge to jump, jumped, and then he said he immediately regretted jumping. Obviously, the moment he jumped, he didn't know why he did it. He just did it.
That is where I went to. I saw the Niagara Falls like 20 years ago in Canada.
Yeah. Did you want?
And when the water's going over, it is like it's almost like a pull.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a weird thing.
It's a strange thing, isn't it?
It's like a weird thing.
Do any of you ever remember that documentary? It wasn't a documentary. It was like a police stop camera thing. And it was about these two sisters.
Oh, yes.
And
they jumped in front of them. They were like Swedish or Norwegian.
They were like low light Scandinavian.
They ran across the road.
And one of them ran across the road.
Yeah.
A truck, a full articulated lorry went right over her.
I remember it.
And she just got up and carried on running off.
Yeah, they must have been.
But then her sister did the same thing.
And then her sister did the same thing, it was unbelievable.
The police couldn't believe it.
No, one of them did it while the sister was on the ground and the police were trying to...
I think it must have something to do with, like, you know, it takes your whole life to build everything up, like your career, your house, money, savings.
I know what you mean.
It takes years, decades. It takes one stupid decision to throw it all away. And there's almost something intangible.
Is that an appeal about it?
Yeah.
You can just throw everything away.
Human beings have got that in them.
Do you know?
Human beings have got this.
So interesting.
Yeah.
I got stuck, as you all know, the other night on the M66.
About 10 hours.
Tell them what happened, Dan.
Oh, the car broke down, overheated. But that car, you know what? Shout out to Toyota Aygos.
Toyota Aygos.
Amazing cars.
You love it, don't you?
I love it. I'm gutted that it's gone. Oh, I think it's totally gone.
Has it gone to car heaven?
Not yet. It's going to get checked. I'm giving it.
Is it in a coma?
In a coma.
We might have to switch the machine off.
The car's in a coma, and it's going to get checked out. But if it does say, if the mechanic says, "Look, it's gone," I'll be like, "It's fine." I almost want to give it a Viking funeral.
Let's do it. Let's set fire to it.
You know,
and tell the police it was stolen.
And then claim the insurance.
Dan, we can't do that now because we've just announced that we're going to do that, so we can't.
I was sat there I was on the phone to you, phoned Andy, for about 3 hours. I must admit, though, you said at one point, have you got out and sat on the grass? I was like,
He sat in the car on the hard shoulder, which you're not supposed to do.
No, he's supposed to be
you're not supposed
the
to do that.
No, but hold on, where I was... I was on the hard shoulder, so there's two lanes on the M66, then there's a joining lane there, so there's a small patch of grass. And I thought, well, I'm fucked from both sides.
Health and safety would have a field day, Daniel, with you.
So I did get out at one point, but it didn't cross my mind to go into the middle of the motorway, but that particular show where those two girls went...
Oh, my word.
I was thinking, God, they did that. They must have just jumped it across. At no point did I think, fuck this. To be honest, if anything, I was like, how am I going to have a wee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can't go there. And I'm going to have a wee in the middle of the road.
I mean, I know we're getting deep here. We're going down the rabbit hole, but it kind of leads you on to, we've talked about this before, about how construction's got this massive issue with suicide. And it's got this, and I've not planned to talk about this, but let's do it. And it's got this huge issue with suicide. And it's got this huge issue with males in particular. It's got the second highest industry in the UK for suicide rates. And you do often wonder, don't you? Because sometimes when you hear about individuals that have done it, and we all think, fucking hell, that's a shock. Why has he done that? Or why has she done that? Or whatever. But it is mainly hims. And you sort of think, was it just
Spur of the moment.
A spur of the moment thing. Did he just...
He might have been in a bad place, but then he might have just been something that just tipped them over.
As opposed to planning.
Just talking about America, you know, they have a high rate of gun deaths, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, huge.
I'm not exactly sure, but I think at least 2/3 are suicide.
Really?
So it's not... Nobody thinks it's these big mass shootings and, you know, violence and stuff, drugs and...
You got your phone? But just Google how many gun deaths in America. Sure, yeah, but I can't say that.
But if you think that the gun is it's the quickest way, isn't it?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And if you have that mad 5 minutes of absolute, in the pit, and
on that bombshell, how are you, Danny?
Happy Friday.
Suicide. Yeah. No, obviously not you, Danny, but you know what I mean. Anything else, Dan? Anything else that you've kind of done since we last recorded?
So I went away, went to Zoomarine. That was good.
Where?
Where's that?
Zoomarine in Albufeira, Portugal.
What's that, Danny? Tell us about that.
Do you know what? The only way I can describe it to you two is, do you remember SeaWorld?
Yes.
Like that.
Brilliant. Tubes and you walk through them and just stuff.
Unbelievable.
Love it.
Brilliant. The kids loved it.
What was it? Was it Jaws 4 where the shark attacked?
Jaws 3. Jaws 3D. Yeah.
Yeah. Michael Caine.
Yeah. That's 4.
Is that 4?
That's 4. That's on the Caribbean island.
Terrible, that one.
How many
It was 58%. 58%.
Oh, it's 58%.
Gun deaths are
suicide. Wow. Yeah. In America. Jeez. Yeah. Wow. Wow. 58%.
What do you say about the actual gun deaths? It's like at least, like I said, it's nearly 60% is suicide.
Wow. But, unbelievable. Go on, Dan.
The last episode we did, one thing I did want to mention, we talked about prices of mini eggs.
You got very irate about the price of chocolate. You did get worked up about. You got extremely annoyed about the price of chocolate.
Yeah, because a bag is nearly £2, yeah, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
In fact, I think you shouted at Cadbury's UK, and I tagged them into a video. They didn't respond.
Well, they should do.
But I don't think they're brave enough, Danny.
The favourite is it's great chocolate. I'm not calling the quality of chocolate. I'm calling their price.
Yeah.
But also, it's just been Easter.
Yes.
So all the parents and everyone's been doing Easter
eggs. Yeah, yeah.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Shit that,
you
know, prices of Easter eggs have gone up.
Bastards.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again.
On Easter Sunday, I spent 2 hours looking for Tom's Easter egg that I'd eaten the night before.
What, to replace it?
Yeah, yeah. No, I knew I'd eaten it.
Easter Sunday's a nightmare.
I knew I'd eaten it, but I couldn't tell him that I'd eaten it, and he was looking for it, and I would say, I don't know where it's gone, I've lost it.
But that's a terrible...
That is pretty bad.
I think that's good parenting.
Hold on.
No, you went to a shop to buy it, you mean?
No. I was looking around the house with him, looking for the Easter egg, which I knew I'd eaten.
Yeah, but you know, you've got physical evidence.
Well, he's only six.
Hang on. Which one was it?
Yeah.
What type?
Was it a mini egg one?
Cream egg.
Cream egg.
Cream Surely egg. He's got more than one cream egg.
No, I think he did.
Yeah,
but
you get about 50 or four of the family. And...
My children don't like cream eggs.
What?
What's going on?
Send them back. Send them back.
They say it's too gooey.
Oh, they've had a nightmare.
I mean, it's a big sugar boost.
They like the egg.
Yeah.
But they don't like the gooey stuff. They don't like caramel.
There's a great story that Sam told me, our nephew, your cousin, the other day about when he was a kid, he remembers getting all his Easter eggs. And one particular day, it must have been a cold Easter, and he'd run home from school looking forward to his Easter egg, but he'd left it on the radiator and the whole thing had melted all down, and there was chocolate covering the whole
brilliant.
Yeah, and his dad went mad at him because he'd ruined the radiator, all the melted chocolate had poured.
That's so difficult to get.
Tell you what though, wouldn't have fucking happened if it was a flake.
Boom, it wouldn't. Flakes don't melt.
Oh, in the wrapper.
No, not in the wrapper.
Out of the wrapper, put it on top of a log burner.
They don't melt.
Don't fucking melt.
Flakes don't melt.
I've done it.
No.
He's a skeptic. Look,
he doesn't
believe us.
Melt.
I know you said inside the wrapper it's contained.
No. Take it out.
Put it in the comments. Do flakes melt?
Right.
So a flake out of the wrapper.
Out of the wrapper. Put it on top of a log burner. Right.
Andy, they don't melt.
It doesn't melt. I've done it.
Andy, they do not melt.
One night, I got a flake and I thought, fuck it. and I put it on top of a lot of
like proper, like you can fry an egg.
It was easy.
You can fry an egg on
300 degrees. It doesn't.
No, it is true. It is true.
Well, it defies all the laws of
physics. No, exactly. No. It does. No, it's like some Walter White shit. It doesn't melt. It doesn't melt.
Like, it
doesn't.
It's got like crystal meth in it.
Yeah, so
you know what flakes come from?
No.
You know what they are?
No.
It's just the trimmings of like when they, however they bits process it and send the chocolate through in the factory. It's just the leftover pieces, like the trimmings and stuff.
Oh, like the but they must do something to it. Is it the folds that prevent it from?
Maybe it's just compressed.
So basically, they're like the what do you call? What's the word? I don't want to.
No, because I've held the flake and it melts.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't melt. It doesn't melt. It doesn't.
All right.
This is an urban legend.
No, Jack, it doesn't melt. No. You could take a flake, right,
this
on a rocket
like
ship
can't look
to
up.
The sun, drop it, right?
It won't melt.
And it won't melt.
In fact, the sun would melt.
The sun would melt.
Right. So somebody should come somebody up with a film chocolate. When the sun's got, because of global warming, they drop a load of flakes on the sun to
there you go.
Dim the
you've
sun.
Solved it. Yeah. You've solved it.
Flakes don't melt. Right.
Just shoot flakes at the sun.
Do flakes melt?
Actually, by the way, this thing that we've got in the world at the moment about Google this and if it's true or false.
Ask Jeeves. That's what
right.
You do.
Fucking ask Jeeves. Google isn't always correct, though. You do know
no,
that.
No, it's
right.
All algorithms.
When it comes to flakes melt, ask Danny.
No, ask Danny.
On a log burner, don't melt.
Right, he's doing it now. Let's see what he can. Let's see what his answer is.
The log burner was had MDF in it.
Do
which you shouldn't put in.
Do flakes melt?
No, MDF.
Do flakes melt?
I'm asking it now.
It's. Do you know what? It's
Scott, hi, Scott. How you doing?
And all that, but it's just not.
Here we go. We've got an interesting answer.
Give us it, Jack.
A Cadbury flake doesn't melt in the conventional sense due to its unique manufacturing process, which involves different arrangements of fat and cocoa solids.
Yeah.
According to BBC Science Foods,
BBC
may soften slightly, crumble, or burn at high temperatures in a microwave under a blowtorch at 2,370 degrees Fahrenheit.
Well, the sun's
and he's gutted because he's wrong.
He is wrong. Yeah.
I need to test
this.
So I didn't
basically,
say that. I said, is it something about the way it's processed?
Right. So tune in for episode 23 because we're going to get a flake. We'll get a blowtorch if we're allowed to do it in the studio, and we'll try and melt that thing.
That's like some Willy Wonka type stuff.
It's some mystical shit.
Out of all the chocolates, it is made in a very strange way.
Yeah.
It's not made like anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unique, isn't it, flake?
What you said, though, it's made out of, like, basically, it's made out of the shit.
It's just all the crap that's left over.
It must be folded or something.
It's advertised as one of the most fancy ones.
I love flakes.
That's the genius of it.
It's always been advertised as, like, the posh one.
But you always make sure to have an ice cream.
You know where Fanta came from?
What, a 99?
Oh, tell us a story about Fanta, Jack.
Where Fanta came from. During World War II, the Coca-Cola factories in Germany couldn't get all the ingredients for Coca-Cola.
A secret recipe, isn't it? Yeah.
So the workers in the factories or whatever just made a new drink out of what they had, and what they made was Fanta.
Brilliant.
Fanta's a German word for fantasy or fantastical or something like that.
So
at the end of the war, Coca-Cola claimed it as their own.
So the Nazis made Fanta?
Basically, yes.
So that's one good thing.
At least
did.
Orange Fanta.
So if you drink Fanta, you're a white supremacist.
Yeah.
Are we
the original Fanta.
Are we saying that?
It's the original
Fanta. Can we say that?
I've just said that. I don't know.
No, it's a good story, though. It's an interesting story,
like
that.
But there's a lot of things like that where it came. It's basically in a factory, a line or whatever. What can we do with this leftover crap?
What is the best invention in the world ever, in the history of the world? What is the best invention?
The wheel.
Car. Yeah.
The wheel.
No, I don't think the wheel is anymore.
It's got to be the car for me. Or the plane, an aeroplane.
Well, you're getting into wheels and windows.
No, not about what's more on the planet. What is the single most important invention ever in the history of the human race?
The engine? Writing?
Oh, you see, Is that an invention?
What about eyeglasses?
No, the human ability to make fire.
Yeah, but it occurs naturally.
To control it.
Yeah, I like
start it. Start
it. Danny, what do you think?
That's the start of everything. Prometheus and all that stuff.
I think...
Yes.
I don't know, like...
Sony Walkman?
No, nothing fancy. Like, fire's a great one.
A cream egg.
Like,
a cream egg. It's the greatest invention known to man.
Like, the wheel is good.
It's a classic.
It's okay.
It's a classic invention.
I mean, more like the ability to get water to people's houses.
Do you mean like the basic, the one, the step up for Industrial Revolution stuff?
Yeah, I like that sort of stuff.
Right. This question's been doing the rounds at the moment. I'm going to ask you lot it, right? Who would win in a fight?
I already know.
Between a gorilla and 100 men?
100 men.
Who would win in a fight?
Can you use weapons?
No. It's just power. So 100 men and a gorilla, and they all meet in the middle. Who would win in a fight?
I think the 100 men would do it.
I actually think they would as well.
Would half of them run off and all? I don't know.
No. They've got to stick together. You've got to be committed.
Okay, so then the 100 men would win.
Surely.
Yeah, but gorillas.
But them big fucking gorillas, they can rip your arms off.
They can.
They can rip an arm out.
They don't walk about.
But 100 men?
100 people would overpower.
Sure. 100 fully grown men.
Oh, I don't know. I'm asking you.
What about, it's the same as like 100 children fighting an adult man, strong adult man.
How old are the children?
100 kids would do that.
Seven.
So 100 7-year-olds.
Fighting one
versus
man.
Versus like one man.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I think.
You talk with 100, that's like almost.
100 kids.
That's a lot of people.
They could swamp him though, couldn't they? They could just totally swamp him.
Yeah.
The weight.
Totally get over you.
Yeah.
Last
question, then we will move on. Would you rather have, and you've got to have one or the other. You have to have one or the other. I'll finish the pod tonight with this as well. But you have to have either a toenail on your nose, right, or your nose on your toenail.
Nose on my toenail.
So you have to sniff things with your foot.
That's fine. I don't look at this face. This face is built for like.
It is good. No, you're right there.
I don't want a big.
Yeah, you
toe
can now. Hide it. I don't want a big toe in your nose.
You don't. No. It's a nail. It's just the thick. It grows and everything. The nail grows
so with the nose you on
it.
Your toe.
Yeah, you can did cut you, it. Did you can trim it. You different. Can make it look dead neat.
Does your face still look normal without the?
It's just
nose
a, you've got a
toe.
Massive, like big toenail on your nose.
I mean, it's something to talk about, isn't it?
No.
Or
conversation
but,
starts.
But then choose the other one. You've not got a nose, and you've got your nose on the end.
Oh, you
of
didn't
your,
say that.
No, it's on the end of no, your so, big
but,
toe.
But have you still got the cartilage and all to look like a nose?
You've got like a skeleton type thing, so there's no nose there.
Like Voldemort.
Oh, that's a bit.
Yeah,
weird.
A bit like Voldemort. Yeah.
No.
I love
different.
The nail.
You've changed things now.
No, it's the same parameters. Same so are you saying you want your toe on the end, your nose on the end of your big toe? So, like, if you go, oh, them flowers are lovely, you've got to put your foot up.
Yeah, but it wouldn't matter smell where if you've got the nail. From.
Yeah, but wouldn't you get weird smells as you're walking around?
Yeah, you would.
But you're wearing shoes.
I wouldn't care where it went.
You're wearing socks and shoes, so you're not going to smell anything. Yeah.
Would you get
no, but that's
smell?
The thing. You would have to perhaps not wear a sock and a shoe for that foot. You'd have to have an open shoe. And so you... Because imagine if you didn't have smell now, just today. It'd change your life
COVID.
Completely.
COVID,
yeah.
Yeah. No, I'd have the nail, and then if anybody, I catch anybody looking at it, I'd say, excuse me, my eyes are up here.
Yeah, but the thing is, well, yeah, exactly. But you could, like, paint it and everything. Do you know what I mean? you could paint, no?
Well, is there a planet out there somewhere with human-like people with nails on the nose?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, but there will be. If you watch Rick and Morty, I mean...
Yeah,
totally accurate.
Totally accurate. Yeah, but you see, because you're such a sceptic...
Yeah, of Rick and Morty, yeah.
Prove that it's not, and you can't.
I'm not proving...
Yeah, but you can't do it. You can't prove a negative. You can't prove a negative is what's the thing, isn't
it? Yeah, but exactly, but that's my point.
Yeah, but people... My thing on it is that people think that if, you know, aliens on other planets, that they could be just big blobs and look all sorts of crazy things. I think if they were, and they're the same, you know, intelligence level, I think they'll probably look pretty similar to us, to humans. Maybe they'll be taller or shorter.
I've heard a great one about the Fermi paradox.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Right. It's from a book called Blindsight by Peter Watts.
Yeah, I know Blindsight, yeah.
It's about sentience, about intelligence.
Yeah.
But are they genuinely conscious? Well, self-aware? Or is it almost a trick of self-aware?
Well, I mean, there could be life on planets that are just trees.
No, I mean they are intelligent, but it's almost like a trick. Consciousness is something else from being intelligent.
So the Fermi paradox is basically paraphrasing, but basically where are all the aliens?
Yeah.
Where are all the aliens? But we are literally just a speck of dust.
Yeah.
float. We are.
I think we're much more.
Yeah, the distances are massive.
I wonder what.
I think we've not found anything else yet.
No, we are a speck of dust because that's proven. Because the furthest picture taken of us is quite literally a speck of dust.
Yeah, but that's all there is. So if that's all there is and it's the only planet that has life on it, that makes it the most important thing in the entire universe.
If that's the truth.
We don't have any other evidence really of anything else.
No, we don't.
So it's not just I think that's where like scientists and these I think that's where they mess up because it is the most important.
Imagine a million billion stars. Do you know by the way, shout out to Brian Cox. We love you. If you ever want to come on the episode, on the podcast, you can do.
Do you know what's interesting?
The actor.
When
the
actor, alien races and different worlds. They may not have doctors, nurses, dentists. They might not have...
What the fuck?
They'll have people in construction.
I know what you mean. I know what you're saying here.
Yeah, because when you go down to the basic...
I know what you're saying here.
They will have people...
Because they'll need habitats. Things. They'll need to...
They will build things.
I love what you're saying.
They might not have teachers. They might not be part of their...
Culture.
Yeah, because that's the thing you got to
They might not have dentists.
I love that.
They might not have teeth.
They might not have...
Hair.
They'll have... People
they might have
build shit.
They might have nails on the,
so
on
they
the
will
noses.
They could be an alien site copying podcast now on another planet where they're going,
I agree.
But they will have stuff that builds.
Every life form, to some degree, will be a pattern recognition life
That's
form.
That's what I mean. So it'll
because
be
every, they'll have something to observe their own environment or interact with their environments.
Yeah, but
and when they're interact, like, they've got to be able to measure.
What are the three? Is it the three?
The eye, the light sensor.
No, sorry, not about sensors. About life. Isn't it three? There's three. Procreation.
So prostitutes.
No.
Finance.
I know energy.
I see what you're saying.
You need energy.
No. What I was saying is there are three. Aren't there three in specific? If you land on a desert island today.
Yeah.
Right. There's three things that you need to survive.
Food,
shelter, construction, and procreation.
Eight records. For
reproduction. Do you know what I mean? As a species, I mean, to survive.
Yeah. So
shelter, it's construction. So you're right. I'm agreeing what you're saying.
Prostitutes, chefs and builders.
Yeah, the three most important.
You won't want to procreate with a... No.
I think I'm sorry, prostitutes. If any prostitutes are listening,
but they are the three.
I get what you're saying.
So, like, they may not have actors. It might not be like.
What the fuck are we talking about?
The three body problems.
I think we're
relating
exactly
it back to construction. We're saying
no, we are.
Basically, if there was over,
there's also there's a lot of mirroring in forms as well.
Yeah, it's like the same thing happens on Earth all the time. There's things that come up. Almost the same time in totally different.
What's
it's
it
like
called?
When they were, I've said this before. But when it's convergent evolution.
It's convergent evolution.
It's
that's
like
it.
How
yeah,
when
you're
cars
right.
were being designed.
Yeah.
There were car designers in Japan and car designers in America that came up with
time.
The same.
Thing, I see what you mean.
Like four gears, a gearbox on a car, the same design at basically the same. Because
you
if
mean
you're
like
working
computer
on
age.
And you're working in the constraints of this world.
Yeah.
There's only so many conclusions you can draw to.
Yeah, there's only so many options.
There's not like...
I see what you mean.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up. Even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Go down a totally different thing. It is just...
You're sort of almost forced down that pathway in a sense.
But it's like, well, that's just what works.
Yeah.
Well, you think most life will start on a planet.
Is that why? Is that why pyramids are built all over the country, all over the world?
It's the simplest structure to build without the arch or the...
Why does every car have four wheels?
Or the Anunnaki... Came down. See, they're both skeptics.
No,
both of them.
No, I actually no. It's I'm not. I think that humans were smart enough to build.
Yeah, they are smart enough to build stuff.
I'm not saying they're not smart enough to build it. All right. How did they cut? What's it called? Not limestone. you know, granite square. How did they do that?
Well, they had the same brains. They were really intelligent.
And they had, but they didn't TVs. Have fucking lasers, did they? Or anything like that, what we've got now.
And they had loads of time. They could rub at it with a piece of copper chisel or something.
Because this is the thing. If you have constraints, you have to think outside the box.
I like it.
If you have, it's like
I agree with that, yeah.
It's like, put it this way. If you're trying to search Netflix for something to watch,
yes,
you've got 1,000 different films, you can't make your mind
up. Cut down the parameters.
Let's say you're on holiday somewhere, staying in a cottage out in the countryside, you've got no internet connection, you've got 3 DVDs to choose from.
You'll watch one of them free. I see what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
Less options, you just, I'm going with that. I'll do
this. This is deep stuff, this. This is interesting stuff.
From, obviously we recorded one, but the 21st episode, that's something that came out, was about the pyramids.
The 22nd, you mean?
Yeah.
The one that we recorded that the sound failed.
LIDAR scans or something.
So basically there's suggestions that underneath the middle pyramid in Giza, that they found columns with either a pathway around it or some kind of LIDAR detection.
The satellite scan.
That's where the aliens live now. That's where the lizards live now.
I think I need to see more.
The dead celebrities go? Where, like, Michael Jackson and Elvis? Oh. Are they all down
they're all
there?
They're all lizards, aren't they? They're all apparently they're all lizards.
Yeah, I mean,
or are they in Antarctica?
No, they're all on Epstein's Island. Them fuckers, aren't they? Hey, and we can say that shit. We can say that.
Yeah, he's dead.
He was an agent, CIA, Mossad, or someone like
that. Who, Epstein?
Something like
that.
Yeah,
black.
He was a honey trap man.
Yeah, he was. A honey trap. And do you know something about Epstein that's really interesting? They don't actually know where his wealth came from.
No, it's weird.
Yeah.
It just suddenly appeared.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but he is a really dodgy,
absolutely
weird. And obviously, he died and everything.
We have to be careful what we say here.
Of course.
But there was, not about Epstein, but I am going to say something that we do have to be careful about what we're saying, but I know I can say it because of, you know, dumb and due diligence. But the lady that accused Prince Andrew.
Yes.
Of
she's died.
She died just recently.
Terrible.
Yeah, she passed away just recently. A very young age as well.
Children as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I don't know.
But obviously, we've got to be careful there. But it's interesting, don't you think?
Strange world.
Well, she had a traumatic.
So somebody who called somebody out is now dead.
Yeah. Yeah. These things seem to happen quite a lot in human race. Danny. That's about half an hour's worth of discussion about how you are. So
well, Danny's the most important man.
Yeah, no, he is.
Can I go to the toilet?
Yeah, no. Do you actually want
to? Should we break and ask Dave how he is first? Because we never do that. Because he always says, you never ask me how I am.
No, none of you fuckers ever ask.
Right. Dave.
How are you, Dave?
How are you? What have you been up to?
I'm all right, thanks.
Anyway, listen.
Yeah. So. See, that's what they do. That's exactly what they do every episode. Right. That's what they do every episode. Bastards.
Dave, what have you been up to?
What have I been up
to? Apart from stealing your son's Easter egg.
So I stole my son's Easter egg. It's been Easter since the last time we recorded. You're going to have to help me out here.
By the way, you know a lot of these kids now.
Well, what have you done at home?
I don't know.
That thing you've been building.
The office. Fucking hell. Fucking hell. I was miles away. Yeah, so the office is now done, office/studio. So that's going to change the way we do our lives, certainly. We're going to be out live more often than not. Just trying to organise you guys to get there.
An interesting one is, we spoke today. It's quite an interesting one about what happened today.
I don't know. I think I might be getting the early onset of Alzheimer's.
So Dave, I was speaking to Dave today, and obviously this week we've had quite extreme heat.
Yes.
So he sat in his office, new building, it's lovely, and it's been plastered lovely.
Timber, it's all timber roof, it's all beautiful, but I've noticed, I looked up today and I noticed about 8 plaster finish blows. Plaster finish blows that around, you know, like a board screw, plasterboard screw, and they'd blown.
Yeah.
And you said straight away, it's the heat in the roof.
Heat contracting the heat from the timber, plasterboard, and then it's nothing really you can do because it's a great system Dave's got with a rubber roof, but it's just
absorbs
heat.
It's the heat absorption.
But that's all done. I'm going to Portugal on Wednesday. I'm going with my favourite brothers. Me, Danny and Mike are going. So we're going to Portugal playing a bit of golf. We're going with 12 of us going. And actually, I need to just say this because it's important. even though you asked me how I'm doing all right. But our uncle passed away, my mum's brother passed away on, it's Friday night, and he passed away on Wednesday morning. Is it Wednesday morning?
Thursday? No, it was yesterday.
Was it yesterday? It was Thursday.
Very early.
Yes,
Thursday morning. Yeah. Very early.
Very early. Wednesday night, Thursday morning. Yeah. And just a shout out to Roy Shorrock. He was an absolute legend of a man. Probably actually one of the nicest men I've ever met in my entire... If not the nicest man I've ever met in my entire life.
I think him, him and his dad.
Yeah.
Him and his dad, our
That's
granddad.
The biggest compliment I can put to Uncle Roy is that Roy and his dad, Wilf.
Yeah. So, Roy... This is to you. Cheers. Cheers, Roy.
Actually, he liked bodies, didn't he?
He loved Boddingtons. He loved bodies. So a quick shout out to his sons, Ian, Paul, Ian and Pete. Obviously, very sad time for the family and whatnot, but a great man who we love dearly. I feel like I'm doing a bit of an, a bit of a eulogy here, but I don't mean to, didn't mean to get into it. But
he's a plumber.
We've all worked with Roy on different jobs.
Yeah.
I've worked with him, yeah.
We have actually. Great. We've all worked with him over the years, haven't we? And... you know, another man in the northwest of England that's died of esophageal cancer. Yeah. And I'm just going to have to say this. What the fuck's going on there? Because that is, I know now, I know personally five men that have got esophageal cancer and three of them have passed away.
Yeah.
So what, actually six, because there's a lady at work who's recently just had a bereavement because of it. So what is going on there? Why are so many men?
It's women as well.
Is it really?
Yeah, so my wife's, her parents' friends, there's two of their close friends have got the same cancer.
I mean, so are we just seeing...
I mean, I know there's cancer.
Are we seeing like the
Is it the
age the end of that age group, as in the smoking age group, if you want to call them that or whatever? So, yeah. You know what I mean?
Apparently that cancer, apparently that's not linked to smoking.
Yeah.
It's more linked to diet, which...
What, esophageal cancer?
Yeah, it's not linked to smoking.
Really?
Apparently, that I remember from when...
Yeah, because
dad.
It was... Yeah, we'd go
into... Well, when dad died of it, I mean, down, I remember him heating up kebabs the next day, so fair play. Yeah.
And he loved
fried... Well, fucking hell. I was like, Dad, what are you doing with that kebab? I'm heating it up.
He warmed
it
KFC
was last
up.
Night.
He did,
he warmed the KFC up.
He used to warm the
barbecue. I'm going to be sick.
Don't wrong, I love KFC.
Was that the first generation of proper takeouts for long term?
That's what's
like
scary.
From the '70s and eighties onwards.
So are we saying like processed food
and
is causing
microwaves
it?
As well?
And microwaves.
Yeah, when the '70s microwaves became commonplace.
Yeah.
Especially into the '80s.
Microwaves cause cancer, is that what you're saying?
I don't want to get sued by big microwaves.
we'll get ninja cancer.
Well, it's true.
Oh no, don't go there. I love my air fryer.
We love our air fryers. I love it, but...
There's something that worries me about air fryers.
What?
The ones, you know, where it's like a silicone, where it's like plastic inside.
Yeah.
I don't trust that. Like, you don't trust heating that? Up plastic. That can't be good for you.
I actually don't trust anything. Drinking out of cans, I don't trust anything.
If someone gave you the option right now today and they said, right, I can take you and your family and they can put you... on a desert island where everything you cook and live will just be au naturel, or whatever you want to call
it.
Would you do it and get rid of all what you've just said? But then you'd lose your phone, your Sky TV.
Shit now, Sky.
Yeah. In fact, I'd you don't even have to pay me for it. I'll go willingly.
Can you loads of books there.
I think most people, if you told them they could do that, you don't have to work, but you have to do a bit of farming to keep yourself sufficient.
Yeah.
I think most people in the world actually would probably go, but as long as they're safe, you know what I mean?
I think a lot of people would be fucked, whereas I think we as a family would be all right. Like, I don't mind. If someone said to eat, you have to, you know, cut that chicken's head off or kill a pig.
No problem.
I personally have a problem.
No issues.
I do if it's not for...
Don't name the animal.
But I mean if it's for food and living, I agree with
killing. You probably respect it more as well, you know.
But I don't agree for fun or anything like that. But
no. Yeah.
I think there's a lot... one of my best mates, Brownie, he'd be fucked. He wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He'd absolutely.
He'd be sat crying, wouldn't he?
He'd be sat there. He'd be like, I don't know what I'm doing.
My Uber Eats isn't working.
Yeah. You know, like, he could cook a curry, but he can't. If you asked him to, I don't know, like,
hammer a nail,
like that. No.
Yeah.
terrible. And he listens to this, he won't mind.
Yeah, he'll love it. He'll love that.
He'll admit it. Be like, yeah, you're right.
It's interesting though, that, isn't it? That's where we've gone as a human race, where we'd rather now.
We're losing our natural instincts.
We're isolated from a lot of things, including myself.
There's four men in this room, and we've all sort of answered in that way, as in, like, yeah, I think I'd take that. I'd do that. Mm. If I was safe, if I wouldn't have to ward off opposing tribes or whatever.
Modern medicine, though, that's the thing.
Well, that is one thing, actually. That's quite good.
Yeah. But are we more ill now because of the processed foods? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Say about the NHS, health starts with you.
Well, it does.
You can't end up with, you know, it's like you don't run the car.
There's so many fat people, though, you know. And I know you shouldn't say it, but...
No, unhealthy people.
I'm fat.
Yeah, I'll say that.
Healthy.
I'm fat. I'm overweight. I am massively overweight. So I'm one of them fat people.
I shove a battery in my mouth and breathe it in.
You mean your vape?
Yeah.
Yeah. I eat chocolate.
It's mental.
I eat chocolate like it's about to be stopped manufacturing at night.
Like Augustus Gloop.
It gets to 8 o'clock at night and I go, I look, I open the fridge and go, shouldn't be doing this. Yeah. Shouldn't be doing this. I'm like Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You know, when she was she bulimic? Yeah. But yeah. What I'm saying is, I go to the fridge and I talk to the fridge and I go,
Dave,
fuck's sake.
We all do this every day. This.
Oh, and a radioactive fucking...
There's got to be something. Yeah, I don't care what anybody says.
It hypnotises you.
There's got to be something. Is.
So are we less healthy now than we was as a human race?
Yes. I think
like 100 years ago.
Easily, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Do you know what?
The healthiest we've been was in the Second World War when everybody was food was rationed.
Yes.
Yeah. That was the healthiest we've ever.
I was saying...
The last time we were healthy.
That's deep though, isn't it? When you think about that, we think we're this modern society and actually we're not.
It's impulse control. We're terrible. Most human beings are terrible at impulse
control. I was at
KFC. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll leave it tonight.
Of course we will.
I'll leave it tonight. I'll
go get a kebab.
Fuck it, I'll get a kebab or something.
As soon as I get out of it, I'm going to... Right, I'll be right? And then I'll order a fucking kebab and I'll eat that. Right, and then... Right.
Yeah, but it's like I said, it's a Ferrari that was driving into the road.
I was saying a few weeks ago, I was at a friend's house and we were talking about all this sort of stuff. And I was saying, I would bet every penny in the world in 100, 200 years' time, we will look back on the last... 40, 50 years.
I know what you mean.
What the fuck?
They're all lunatics. They're all lunatics.
Yeah, they were crazy.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, just simple
due to the bodies,
like
everything. Yeah.
Putting shit in your bodies, breathing, smoking, phones, laptops,
plastic,
sky.
Dumping.
Did you see that in the news the other day?
I mean, tire fires in every car.
Did you see that in the news the other day? Every human on the planet today has microplastics inside the body. And I can't remember the exact amount, so don't quote me exactly. But it was something like
a credit card.
Microplastics in their body today.
Me, you.
A credit card's worth of plastic in your fucking body right now.
It's like growing up and you would hear things about like how they used to put lead in petrol.
And we think we're so modern, don't we?
There's a theory about the Roman Empire about lead pipes, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's a theory that lead Romans used to put
the water were made out of.
Because that's where the symbol comes from. PB is plubonum or something. It's the Roman word for lead. But they used to. That's what they said. They sent them all mental because they had lead pipes. They reckon.
But we still.
Why they were so aggressive?
Yeah. I think we're so advanced. I think we're absolutely. Do you know the best film? One of the best films for. Looking into the future, I've ever seen Wall-E,
brilliant,
brilliant.
They're all massively overweight, but they don't walk anywhere, do they?
It's a brilliant, brilliant film.
Yes,
and you see how
watch
much
it. Go and watch
fucked
it.
Up the fucking planet.
They fucked the planet up.
That is
there is one.
Yeah,
and I'm don't help.
Yeah,
you know, but that's what we're doing.
And we're all going
and
around
we're
going
doing construction.
Yeah, that's
every
saying about
day.
The other individual. Like we're conscious, you know, and we're aware, but as a species. We're not.
As
we're
a massive
totally
species.
Blind. As a species, we're just all impulsive.
Very few people.
Really, we're like raping the earth, really, as a species.
We're not an intelligent species as a whole.
Well, I think the earth will be fine. It's us that's fault.
Two million years, it'll be fine.
I've got one, actually, relating back to construction. So there's a big thing come out recently about toxins and glues that we use.
Yes.
I've seen carpentry and joinery.
Yes.
Laminating stuff. We're always
MDF.
Shit together and everything. So a big one is PU glue. So the foam glue. You know the glue that looks like treacle and it foams up?
Yeah, yeah. Under the floors.
We literally found out that it causes the fumes from it is very highly cancerous and then we try to ban it in every workshop.
There you go.
People have been using that on fucking floorboards on site.
Since
fucking
squirting, easy 30 years.
Fucking on
easy.
Your hands, fucking everywhere.
I know.
They're now saying it's highly cancerous.
Yeah.
Like 40 years ago, it was asbestos. Yeah. 50 years ago.
Now it's glues. It's always toxins.
MDF, when you cut MDF, you've seen all there that shit that goes in the air.
Well, America have banned.
When you cut some MDF.
America have banned MDF.
But there's also the thing of like, to actually find out the effects of something.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
You need to let it kind of pass over an entire human
life. Like a long-term study.
How can you test something... whole long term.
Well, you can't. Yeah,
that's my thing.
Medically, we only know what we know medically because of millions of deaths.
Yeah, yeah. That's mostly factory workers and construction workers and probably people in the military.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think one day someone's coming with these,
like they give you brain cancer or something.
I just think there's something.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always on my
phone. I love my phone.
You know,
but I know what you mean.
I just think it doesn't. I'm not having it. It's not like I use it, and I'll spend all night watching shit on my phone.
No, you know, I think the problem is it's hypnotic. It stops you from doing stuff.
You're scrolling through TikTok.
No, it is.
You're scrolling through TikTok, and you go like this through TikTok, and it's fucking 3 o'clock in the morning.
He's
you should be. You got work
you with
at
that
seven,
big whirling
and you're going like that. And actually, in your head though, you're going, "The fuck am I doing? I should be asleep."
It's terrible, I know.
But you're still doing it.
But it's everything we do, everything we drink, everything we eat. Like, you're pulling plastic off shit.
But
yeah, chicken
you have,
and lamb.
You have to, when you
it's
become
mental.
When
yeah,
you
but you tell people
stuff.
You can't have that stuff straight away, it'll be a riot.
Oh, no.
We're all terrible.
The thing is,
I think I'm
in that stage in my mind now where I'm like, yeah, I agree with it.
My thing is,
can do it
and
anyway.
It's why I've tried to do it. When you become aware of that stuff, you have to take responsibility for yourself.
True.
You have to say, well, I'm just not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to use that. I'm not going to wear that type of material or... I'm going to limit.
I agree completely, but I think it's that is a very difficult thing to actually achieve as well.
Oh, it is very.
But you are right.
But you know, you have that awareness of it. And you have to you like you said, you're responsible for yourself.
Jack,
you
know? Yeah, I totally agree with it. The only thing I'd say is there are people like you and me that go the other way.
Look,
so
look,
I was doing a vape.
He's going to vape live on. He's going to vape live on air.
Now I've bought this and it's
look, he's vaping live on the podcast.
Yeah, you've got the,
do it, Dan.
The colour,
no,
you've got the
respect the room. You know,
every kid in school wanted those enough, pens. You got it on vapes.
Why?
What the fuck is in that?
Why the fuck am I gonna breathe that in? Look at it.
What is it? I mean, I know what it is.
It's just mental that what we're doing
no,
to
that
our
was
bodies.
Some, Jonathan Mead said that about what's the three main urges? Shelter, procreation,
and food. And food. Yeah.
And then he says the fourth one is. Getting out of your head.
Well, yeah.
Do you know what?
Well, that's why Gymshark and all of that is so busy.
Thought, that's it.
And people going for walks and health and...
I always thought like gambling might be in there.
Definitely.
Yeah, well...
That is a massive one. That, I think that's totally getting worse. I know we're talking about suicide, but that's getting worse and worse.
Hundreds, thousands of years.
Yeah, there is.
I've said this before on gambling, but the thing is that it's a fascinating thing because that... time in between when you've placed that bet, especially if you're in a casino and you're on a table, you've placed the bet, but the dice hasn't stopped spinning.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, that moment, it's not the joy of winning. It's not the losing. It's that
dopamine. Like
it's that brief second where anything can
expectation
anything could happen.
Anything could happen. And that is such a difficult thing to get as a human.
Yeah.
Actually, to go back to what we were actually talking
maybe
about.
Maybe why live sport is...
Yeah, it is.
...is so exciting as well because
chance.
Live sport is also that sort of chance. Anything could happen.
When the World Cup's on and it goes to a penalty shootout, even people that have no interest in football will
they watch it. They watch it. Yeah, they do.
Because it's that...
What?
That no, we've just been talking about it with... like me with Niagara Falls, Danny with the
suicide,
guns,
yeah.
The San Francisco, the
jumping off a bridge, yeah.
It's that moment of that anything can happen.
Yeah, you can go one way or the other way.
To the
it's a
knife edge.
It's deep.
I wonder if it's that like because everything's patterns for human beings. It's that moment of randomness. It's like a happy. It's because it's so random.
Yeah. I was sort of stuck on it for a couple of minutes now about what you said a minute ago about you know like 100 years from now, what will the
They'll look back on
our 200 years.
I'm convinced that will happen.
Oh, we totally will.
The stages we look back on, like we look back in the Dark Age and go, that was a bit weird, right? We look back.
We were learning and growing. Yeah.
So. I think we focus a lot on sort of from the 1900s us because of the World War One, World War Two thing.
Yeah.
Thing. You know
the
what
thing
I mean?
Is with World War One and World War Two, you understand why it happened. I don't understand why Hitler decided to kill.
Well, that came out.
Well, actually, more like 10.
You can do a really deep dive on.
No, but
institutionalized.
I don't get that. I think what Grice, but I also on the flip coin of that is what every other nation did to try and stop it is a wonderful thing to stop it. But then, at the moment, the last 30 to 40 years, I do think as an entire world,
it's like
I look at it and go. Right.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't know what to believe in anymore.
We're better in here.
No,
I know.
Technology-wise.
You know what it is? Yeah. We don't have anything to believe in
we've
anymore.
We've not gone to the moon again. We've not gone to this. We've not done this.
So about the 70s, we don't believe in anything.
We've
religion's going in the West.
In communication and technology. But...
I know what you mean.
I do know what you mean.
We don't believe in anything. Yeah. We just believe in buying shit.
We've just burnt all our resources. We've gone, let's just fuck the planet up.
I think,
and carry on.
I think, technology-wise, nothing, since the iPhone, what's been invented since then? That was 20 years.
That's a great shout.
Nothing.
No,
that's as revolutionary as the iPhone.
I don't think there'll be another one. We've like
pushed or the smartphone, whatever you want to call it. But yeah,
it as far as it can go, and it's sort of like
what's going to be like the next big.
But
or
it's also like, even if there is another thing, who cares? How does that actually improve anyone's
human
life?
Human beings, point.
Where are we actually heading?
Actually,
when are we going to get to a point when we don't have people on the streets begging for money and that we can support people? And when are we going to get to a point where we don't have people who are... The people go to food banks.
Fucking hell.
People are walking around with iPhones and people are going to food banks.
You've got billionaires.
Fucking mental.
No, you are right. You've got billionaires.
That's the next progression.
I know. I think it's going the other way.
Looking after each other.
I think we're all going to get poorer if not careful.
I personally think that there are people who just like... There are people who just don't... I don't want to say anything too controversial, but there are people... It's like there are people who...
There's a quote from Batman. I can kind of know what you're going
to
say.
It's so much harder for them to take care of themselves.
Yeah, so some...
There's this idea, and we've had it in our society for a long time now, that if you just sort of pump resources into something...
You'll fix it.
You can just... And then everyone will just be...
It's throwing money at
everybody will just be an Einstein.
Yeah.
Not everyone... The highest people, like the highest level any of intelligence or any area that humans reach, those people are outliers.
Yeah,
they spring up once they're like
they're so rare.
And they can come from anywhere.
The majority is just average.
A lot of the time, those people are hated during their lifetimes, and it's only afterwards they look back.
They go, wow, he was actually
a genius.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's a good point that
most people like the best version of themselves is just being. Fairly ordinary person.
Yeah, average.
Or even something.
And nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
And some people, it might not even be that.
Yeah.
But it's I think that's a big problem with us is that we have this idea that we can bring everyone up on the same
bit. Going sort of coming full circle back to it's like really, the Instagram world of everything's amazing in my life and everything's great in my life and everything's wonderful. Look at me today. I'm having such an amazing day.
That makes people feel worse as well.
And it does. Yeah, it does.
I couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Not interested. No, it doesn't. I don't mean like family stuff. Like I like to see, you know, like you see the pictures of the kids or you go on holiday.
I know what you're saying.
I like that sort of stuff.
You know,
social media.
But it's what's the story now? What's the story for everybody's life?
Yeah.
Because we don't have it.
What's the story?
What's the direction?
Sort of bringing this back round because we're going to have to end the episode in a minute and we've still not asked you two how you're doing.
Oh, should I forget about us? Oh, just talk about yourselves. Yeah.
So this
fine.
Has been a really unusual episode, but a really brilliant episode. I've really enjoyed it. But sort of bringing it back round for me, because what you just said then, what's the story? And for me, the only truth of everything, to be quite frank, and I've got... lots of friends and family and we've got a big family, I know we have, but the only truth really that actually matters is your family and your very close friends. Yeah. Everything else is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
The money that you owe, the money that you've got, the money that you want, the car that you drive, the house that you've got, the clothes that you wear, the shoes that you've got, you'll all end up in a fucking box. Every single one of you.
Yeah.
Elon Musk to the homeless person in the centre of Manchester right now. We're all going to end up in a fucking box, getting burnt or buried. It's one or the other. And all that really matters is the people that are around you, like the day that happens, I think, or that, you know, because they're what really matter to you. They're the people that really matter to you.
Just try and be good.
So just, and I agree. Just try and be good, be nice.
Don't do people over.
Don't fuck people over, be nice. Yeah.
That should be the next evolution of the human race, though.
But some people can very quickly
science
turn
that. Not anything else.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a not nice word to use. I don't think I've ever used it on the pod, but I might use it today. And that's because there are some horrible cunts out there.
Yeah.
But that's, I think...
Some men just want to see the world burn.
Yeah. Oh, but that's the thing. If that's why I think there needs to be a much stronger foundation to things that the average people believe in. Because if it is...
You mean like a religion?
Kind of.
No. I think that's something important in human beings. Though
I think because it is something. Why does it appear everywhere?
I don't disagree.
That's the story.
But the issue you've got with that, and I see where you're going with it. But the issue you've got with that is once you give that over, then it can be, and history has proven this. It becomes a controlling mechanism for the masses.
Yeah, but everything.
Yeah.
And no. Well, yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes. It is.
It's got to be more left up to the individual. And the thing is, whether religion's there or whether it's not there, there are always going to be people that turn any philosophy into their own twisted version.
Yeah.
So if there's nothing there...
Maybe we should all join Scientology.
Yeah.
No.
Nah.
Let's call up Tom Cruise.
No, I don't think we...
John Travolta.
Just going a little bit political, I don't think we really appreciate democracy enough, what it is.
Well, because... We appreciate democracy until what happened last night happened, and reform got in and in Runcorn, and every fucker goes, oh my god, who the fucks vote for them? I cannot believe you've all fucking vote for them, you fucking wankers. You live
They've had enough of everybody else.
But you live in a democratic society.
Yes, yeah.
No.
And I'm not, by the way, I'm not supporting reform. What I'm saying is, if you live in a democratic society, you have to accept the rule of the masses, vote of the masses.
I'll say it now. Everyone who voted Leave was fucking stupid, in my opinion, right? And I don't care. They were.
I voted Remain.
The decision, and that was it. It was decision made.
But you have to.
They're fucking stupid. But they might say I'm fucking not.
Yeah, but I think that was a protest vote.
Yeah.
That was because they were sick. Because they were all sick of the same system.
But it's mad. Social media's got this weird thing of, I mean, so, you know.
Could just be most people are stupid.
It could be, but
I'm not.
On my socials, let me just get this off my chest. On my socials, I'm friends with a lot of like stand-up comedians, probably a couple of thousand, something like that, over the country.
Celebrity friends.
No, these are people that aren't necessarily well-known, but what they are, a bit like myself, gobshites, do you know what I mean, who feel like they should be listened to, right? I look at the socials and I just think, what the fuck are you talking about? And they've got opinions on everything. They've got opinions
that's
on
the problem nowadays.
Politics.
Yeah.
Sexual orientation, gender, fucking every single thing. Yeah, and then they're calling the votes out and the decisions that are made by the masses.
That's the
by one. Democratic no. society and so masses.
Everybody's
and
got an opinion suddenly calling it out. On everything now.
And why are they calling it out? Because they don't agree with it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of stuff you see, social media, news, put it under one thing. A lot of it, whether you agree with it or not, it's designed there to get a specific reaction out of you.
Yeah, it's a blind algorithm.
Like, I'll be.
It's all the Russian bots.
It's not bots. I think it's us. What the media itself. It's what those platforms or programs or accounts are designed for. And it's even when I'm talking to someone, I agree. They'll suddenly bring up something. Did you hear about this? Oh, I can't believe that. And then the conversation goes on for half an hour. And we're talking about something we both.
Well, we've probably just done that today. But I know what I mean.
Why don't why Why are we even acknowledging that?
I know exactly what you mean.
It doesn't affect me. Just, yeah. Just,
I'm really sorry to bring this to a close because I'm really enjoying it. Andy, go on.
Just one thing. 20-odd years ago, your political opinions just used to be your political opinions. It wasn't like you're evil and you're...
You've upset me because of it.
It's just an opinion. Mm. It's where you, and that's when you should debate. Yeah. Not like be alienate one another.
I totally agree. Before we finish, Andy and Jack, how are you doing? What have you been up to? And I mean dead quick.
Ken Burns, The Great American Buffalo, great documentary.
BBC.
It's fantastic. He's a great documentary maker.
You went to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
You rode a camel.
Yeah.
You had a heavy rainfall that collapsed the roof that you were in the house that you were living in.
Yeah, rained in the desert.
It rained in the desert.
I've seen it rain in the desert.
Coffee in the desert.
He had coffee in the desert.
Yeah.
He's now... who are you? Jack of Arabia. Jack of Arabia.
Yeah.
And on that bombshell, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Please like, share and subscribe. This podcast, I think it's been one of my favourite ones we've ever done because it just went... We didn't speak about one thing on there. Not one. I don't know how that happened, but it happened. I've loved it.
The philosophical episode.
It was the philosophical episode. We will see you very soon on episode 23. As I said, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Please like, share and subscribe. Mouth vomit. We'll see you next time. Good night. Goodbye.
Take care.
See ya.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.